This is Wade Rather, the Daily Voice of the People News Bulletin. Federal transportation officials estimate that once widely deployed, communication systems between cars will prevent or mitigate 80% of all non-impaired collisions and address thousands of fatal crashes annually in the U.S. France is trying to ban cell phone use in schools through ninth grade. 93% of French children between 12 and 17 years of age have cell phones. City councils, the chief local governing authority in Great Britain, are facing $1 billion in cuts next year with further reductions from the central government. According to the UN, land in Colombia used for cocaine production increased by 17% last year and has now reached 422,000 acres, an area larger than the footprint of Los Angeles. According to Pew Research, 12 million people a year take payday loans. Pew found that payday borrowers spend an average of $520 in fees to repeatedly borrow $375. Journalists have uncovered a deal between Sloan Kettering Hospital, a tax-exempt nonprofit, and an artificial intelligence startup, which would give the tech company exclusive access to 25 million archived cancer slides, as well as providing an equity stake to the hospital and a number of key doctors and board members, indicating self-dealing and less than fair value of assets. New York's Cardinal has appointed a former federal judge to review how the Archdiocese has handled sexual abuse cases. United Steelworkers are pushing for a piece of the profits from the trade war, benefiting steel companies for their workers. Trump administration's immigration policies could shrink Houston's workforce, according to a new report from the Migration Policy Center. From 2016 to 2017, the Houston metro area had the third fastest rate of job growth in the country. Unauthorized immigrant men had the highest labor force participation rate in the area in 2016, 88%, and of the metro area's workforce, 32% were immigrants. Violence against women is epidemic in Brazil, with a nationwide poll of 2017 finding that one-third of women have been threatened or assaulted in the past year, often by a partner. Voice of the People Daily Bulletin presents people's news about action and issues that demand action. This is Wade Rathke, and this bulletin is brought to you thanks to Acorn International, Local 100 United Labor Union, Social Policy Magazine, and the Affiliated Media Foundation Movement, AMFM.